We're up to Tzadik Ches Amar Aleph. Start again. He eats it as a woman. Oh, we did that part already. Okay. Sholach le Rabba Breid Rava, about six lines from the top. Rabba, the son of Rava, asked Rabbi Yosef a question. My cheres shalei bebezin. It says in the Mishnah that this woman, she's allowed to sell for her mezainis. Don't know if her bezin could be, don't want her to wait and so on. Or the husband doesn't want him a bezin. So you're allowed to sell outside of bezin. The question is, tzricha shavua, ain't tzricha shavua, does she have to swear that she did it correctly and so on and so forth, or that she didn't really get, let's say she said, I sold the property for $100. Does she have to swear that she didn't sell the property for $150 and kept the extra $50? Rashi, tzricha shavua, shalei gopsa yoyse, didn't collect more than that. Says the Gemara, why are you only asking about a Shavua? Why don't you ask also if she has to make an Achraza? Achraza means make an auction. You say, I'm about to sell this property, give you 30 days, the best offer, that's the one that sells. Why don't we ask whether an Amman is required to make a Achraza? Amale, he told him, Achraza like a boy. Achraza was never a question, why not? Amman decided to take the field. And she said, the field's worth $100, and I'm keeping it, I'm buying it. And she put the $100 in the pool, like, asr leklum. If she buys it for herself, it's garnish vet. Now, hey, what are we talking about? If she made a public auction, and she gave the highest bid, and she bought it, why is she any worse than anybody else that she can't buy it on a public bid? Everybody else offered $90, she offered $100. Why shouldn't she get it? Am I asr leklum? Why shouldn't she get it? Elalav leachris. Obviously, there was no auction. Therefore, la atma la zaklum. So we don't trust her. She might have nominated a price much lower than the value of the field. Or habla acher. But if she would have sold to anybody else, where she gets no personal benefit, even though there was no auction, it's a valid sale. Masha osa osa. That's why I didn't ask you about achrosa. Says the Gemara, no raya la elam da acher. Maybe you do need a achrosa by almana. The question is, if she bought it for herself in the achrosa, what's the big deal? Why should we say la zaklum? Because the amnu say to man shamla, who assessed it for you? In other words, a bezin has to sell it, the yisayim have to sell it. You did your own auction. So one thing you sold somebody else, but to yourself, who sold it to you? Okay, hi, like this following. Okay, who got it? The person. I've got a kiss of the yasmin. It's stored by him. Thing of yisayim, straw of yisayim, which is like for a certain kind of spices. Ozal shamal and nafshe. He went and he assessed it for himself that the value of this bundle of spices is arba meyaz, was $400. And he bought it. I yakir. The prices had jumped up a little while later. Kombishisme, suddenly the same amount of spices became worth $600. Also, the Kamed Abame, Chulun Kid Abame, he cheated us. Amle said to him, true, you made an auction of a man Shamla, the Bezin who stamped it. Exactly. Who, over here, even though it doesn't mean really who valued it because it was a public auction, but who gave it to you? Who gave the Gestamke that said this is all right? What's the final outcome? Tzricha shvua, she does have to swear that she didn't sell for more than the value. You don't need hachraza. Okay, so we should write almana shahaisa ksuva samasayim, and almana her ksuva was worth $200, even though normally almana is only $100. This almana had a $200 ksuva, umachra, and she sold it. She sold, shav the money, but Masayim took a field. She's entitled to $200 worth of fields. One of the fields worth $100, and she borrowed and got a very good price. She got a $200 price. The question is it her good fortune that she could take the other $100 field and sell it as well and keep it or not? Oh, you forget. Shava Masayim, it took one of the fields that had in the books, had a value of $200, and she ended up selling it only for $100. Do we say that it's her loss, we could see field at $200 or not? This Kablik Suvasa Huxula was accepted. What about a ksuz with $100? She's an amana. She's only tied to $100. But she sold a field of $101 worth. She sold it only for $100. So she was undersold it. Machra bottle. And tie mechida is bottle. Afilu hi oimedes. Even if she says, achzid din liyoshin. What do you mean bottle? I'll give you the extra dinner. So now you got your $100. This field, you know, $101. I'm giving back a one, so I got my $100 in the field. No, nobody was, nothing was on the shoulder, but it was cheated. Doesn't matter. It's bottle is bottle. Mochra bottle, mchid is bottle. Rashi, shove him aside, my money's cabbage. So what's it? I mean, at after the chill loss. Mochra bottle, shoisa dinner. I am prepared to give her back she's prepared to give back the dinner. Ain lorish, shus limkoi. You had no right to sell the first place. You sold a property larger than you're entitled to. You were entitled to sell a $100 property, and you sold a $101 property. Who gave you the right? Nimtza shekola mechata. So we don't say that the 100 was all right. I was going to discuss that in a minute. That the 100 was all right and just $1 is cheated and she gave it back, it's over. No. The entire mechita is not going to be very but achar is all in one go.
So it says the assumption here that she should sell only
$100
worth of
karka. Exactly. Yes, according to Tanakama, yes. Or maybe she would have said, this is what I'm doing. This is after the event. They complained, so this is her response. Okay, I'll give it back to you. So she tells them that we have no breda, it's a different story.
Well, she would have come back and offered.
Yeah, it'd be different. From the chatchila, yeah.
Much you're going to do with 1 square foot of
not only that, sell it for 101. If it's worth 101, sell price, it for 101. Yeah. It made the right price. You undersold it. Am I right? However, Rabbi Shimon, he said, what's the value of a field? $1. Even if she sells a bit larger piece of land for a lower price, the mechir is kayim, unless the larger piece of land is a sizable amount. If you cut out, excise the $100 worth of land, there's still left over in the field. Bas tisha kabin, the size of nine kabin, or begin in a garden. Bas chatzi kab or a half a kab, that's considered valuable. Okay, he holds half of that base. Then we say that's mekar b'tos. Otherwise, such a small piece, who cares? Rashi. He talks that the she was paid back to the dinner ocean. The might have said, well, she didn't lose them anything. Achi hey, but I know. When do we say that she lost them something? She has to reimburse it. But when do we say that she cheated them and the whole sale falls apart? Unless the amount of land that she gave away that wasn't accounted for was a sizable amount. If it wouldn't have been cheated, let's say she sold it for accurate price, $100 worth of $100. What would be left in the field? It would be 9 kavin. Oh, you know, that's what Tisha kavin or the notes of 9 kavin. What did initially say? There would be left over 9 kavin. The kivin, the yesterday same karka, sham kashir sadr, they would have had a sizable amount. You aim it alone. They say there ain't a tenain limka kakar olon. Why did you sell this property? Abel, you have no right to sell the property. We don't care if he gives back the money. We don't want your money. We want the property. If it would not been that size, like you've seen, they didn't lose anything. Uvigina bas chatzikav, she's a shir, gina, that's the size of a garden. But keep it, she's a shaman, let me remember elsewhere, a base raver, who's shir, gaga, gina, that's the size of a garden. Says Mishamait, what about hoisik suvasa arba mezu? Let's say it was worth $400, she had to sell properties for that. Umacher lezeb, the first person she sold for 100. Ulezeb, my second person, 100. Laachren yofim, and the third of 100 as well. And the fourth person she sold, only the fourth person she cheated, Yofim Mana Vadina Bemanim. She sold a field the size of $101 for 100. Shall Achana Buckle, so the last sale is undone. Abba Shall Kulam Orikaim, but all the other ones done properly, they remain. We don't say that they're all connected.
The independent sale.
Exactly. Gemara. Maishnam. You know, the Mishnah started out saying that if she sold a $100 property for $200, we say that. That's it. She got fully paid out. Too bad. And if you sold a $200 property, $100, we say, oh, you that's it. You got fully paid out, and that's too bad. Why we go both ways against her? That's a din. Ksuva is collect from karka. Yeah, not metalton. The shibud is only karka.
But only if there's no karka, you can go to metalton.
Yeah, and yeah.
Well, it's enough. So the assumption is you got the karka, and if there's a shortfall in the karka, you can't get anything else. In other words, you're taking a risk.
Yeah.
Luckily,
but when she got married, it was karka, it was a shibud, and if he sold it, she can go to Lekuchas. She goes to Lekuchas before they go to Metalton, because Metalton is a shibud. It's only the go'inim we made at the corner. We had it before the mother as well.
Yeah, but here it's not. She's going to Lekuchas, so she's taking karka to the servants.
She did the right thing, except she oversold or undersold, whatever it is, and each time she loses out. Bottom line is, she always loses out. Why is it that show the Mosaim the money was $200 worth of property? She sold for $100. We say, well, too bad. You got paid out $200. It's your loss. News, if you would think then if she gained, it should be her gain. Why the loss should be hers and the gain should be these things? Show the money saying, let's say it's my gain. If I sold a $100 property, $100, good on me. You still owe me another $100 property. You're right. Kan Shana Rebbe Hakoil Balamois. This is where Rebbe said that we follow the opinion that the benefit always goes to the owner of the money, the owner of the field, which is the Yesemim. as we've seen him in the case. Rashi, Kan Shon Rebbe Mishal Seinu Levan Rebbe Torus. Hakul Balamois Hashaleach Shluchei Lashuk. You send out a shleach to the market, Lischei to business, and he makes any gains from what he did. Always the benefit goes to the owner of the money. The Lokach Bezoil, if he took it cheaper, Hakul Balamois. Even though he knows the merchant says, "Oh, for Yankel, for you, I'll give you with it." If it's not, it's the Balamois that gets that benefit.
So if I send the guy to the market and he buys $100 worth of scotter for $80,
yeah,
he has still to bring
give me $20.
$20.
Exactly. Well, they must in the name and anu it's my profit. I got it. What's a mice here? To the time you learn, the dinner is by me'ila. When you're stealing from Hegdish, if you take anything from Hegdish, you have personal benefit from it. You stole from Hegdish. But when is stealing Hegdish stealing? Only if you didn't know. Only if you did a b'shay. Amazing, you get misa. Only if you did a b'shegi, then you have to bring a carbon meila, and you have to pay an extra chaymish. It has to be b'shegi. And then in the Gemara, in Kedushim, we had over the discussion, from Mishnah, if the Mishaleach, let's say, didn't know, or Shaleach didn't know, or the Shaleach didn't know, Mishaleach didn't know, who was the one who was moil in this case? So whoever is the one who didn't know is the one who was moil. If neither of them knew, then yes, Shaleach, even though normally we say, ain't Shaleach Dvar Veda, but by meila we have a special limud that yes, Shaleach Dvar Veda. So says the what happens if the shliach did not carry out the exact instructions of the shaleach? Who's responsible now? So what happens? Hoisifuloi achas yiseida. Let's say he added one extra one. Then hakoyel the shliach. Then if he added one extra one, everything goes to the shliach. Rashi, the conclusion we're going to see soon, we conclude that something that has no fixed, if there was a fixed amount, let's say we know that 10 apples cost $10, and then an extra apple went in, thrown into the thing, then the question is, whose is that? And what happens to something that has no true value? You just put a handful in, everybody's hand is different, and there's extra. Who gets that? So we said, it's like this. Something that has no exact amount, like property. There's no exact price. You can't say there's, a dozen eggs or whatever. It's not an exact amount. Rabbi Yisi holds, in that case, everything goes to the Bal HaMois. If there's a fixed amount, the Bal HaMois has given me a dozen eggs, for which cost 99 cents. And you got 13.99 cents, then maybe the Shaleach is the one who gets the money. Because the Shaleach, nothing changed. The Shaleach, a dozen eggs for 99 cents. He got a dozen for 99 cents, but the guy threw an extra egg. But if there's no exact amount, you buy me a handful, whatever it is, of nuts.
In livestock, they have auctions every day.
But it's a fixed amount. Regardless
of... You're going to have one bull in the same bull. This guy bought it for $10. This
I mean that, okay, yeah. So there's no true inherent value.
Yeah, that's the option.
Okay.
The value is determined by the buyer.
Yeah.
How much he's ready to pay.
Okay. So Rabbi Yisi concludes, as we explained, that a dover she'ein lekitzah is something that has no fixed amount. We'll say, so one Tana says that something has no fixed amount, then all the money goes to the owner of the money. Rabbi Yisi says that you divide. Okay, we'll see in a minute. Sorry, Rabbi Yisi says that you divide. If there's extra money put in, who gets the extra money? Tanakama says it goes to the bala, to shliach, and Rabbi Yisi says you divide. So we say, when is this machlekes something that has a fixed amount and the guy gave something extra? So it's not, we're not sure who that extra was meant for. Was it meant for the shliach or meant for the shliach? So you say chalkin. But if there's no fixed amount, then whatever you bet the price you got, that's the bala moises. Good luck. And kark is like a dover shein b'kitzah. People just take a look at it and have an estimate. The pach is Rabbi Yisi. Some people look at it and it's worth them more, but less. It's only an estimate. So Rashi, see what I can say. But the septum says the ma'i says back to the Gemara. The time the Braisa hoisiful achid say that added one extra hakol shliach. If anything extra, since it's a fixed amount, it all goes to the shliach. Even Rabbi Yehuda, he says chelkin. We don't know who meant to get that extra one, so you divide it between the shliach and the mshalech. Then we ask a question of a Tanya. We learned another Braisa. Then goes to the owner of the money. He goes to Mshalech. Omar Rabbi Chavla Kasha. We answered over there. There's no question. Can be Dover Sheyesh. Like he said, has a fixed amount. So therefore, it's definitely extra. The question is, who gets that extra? So Rabbi Yehuda says, Chokin. Can be Dover Sheyesh. Like he says, nothing extra. Even though the guy was generous, doesn't mean it's extra, because that's his estimate. It was a generous estimate. And Kark is like a Dover Sheyesh. And therefore, Kark is like a Kitzvah. So therefore, There's nothing extra. Everything goes to the Baal HaMois. So that's why in our case over here, if she was lucky enough to sell $100 property, $100, it's the whole benefit is the Yisayim, the owner of the property.
Character is something that's subjective as well.
True, but it's a different value. It's all estimates. There's no values. It's whatever you see worth to you.
Mm. So, there's no if I'm the neighbor and I want to
whatever it is.
Expand my field, I'm ready to pay a few dollars extra.
Exactly. So therefore, there's no fixed price. So anything benefit is the owner of the karka is this lucky day. Something that has a fixed amount. We don't, so therefore, definitely it's extra. The shaila is who's meant to get that extra. The shalechim shalech. So we divide it like any other suffix. We divide not like a tanakama. Amount, then that's the value of the field in the moment. And hakol the balamayz. For anyone of my kamashron, the way that Rashi learns is what's the chiddush. That's how he says. That the way we explain Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi doesn't spell it out. Rabbi Yosi says chelkin. If you just learn Rabbi Yosi, chelkin can mean always. The way you Rambam Chama spelled it out, that a dover she'ein lekitzur Rabbi Yosi is moed the bala mois. Only dover she'ekitzur he say chelkin is a correct answer. That's how Rashi learns. Rashi here lekitzur going kitkitni is hanimke bechanos b'mida. Let's say legumes. You sell it in the store by the measurement. Mole kli bepruta. Let's say this cup worth of kidneys is worth a pruta. Full of kidneys worth a pruta. Im haysifa achdes had extra kidneys, then obviously it's meant to be extra. It's somebody's benefit. The question is who? It's chalkin. Why did matana have it? It's clear it's a matana. The question is for who? Yes, shleim milu shleich nasan v'shleim milu bal mois nasan. We're not sure who he meant it for. Abedav shein lekitzur kegain talis v'choluk v'yerek. A talis has no fixed amount, or a shirt, or grinsen hanim karim. But imed they don't sell by the number or by the weight. You just sell it by you know, here's a handful, whatever it is, a bag full. It depends on the day. Sometimes it's more generous, sometimes less generous. Hakol balamoy is then. It's not definitely a matana. Maybe that's what the value is on that day. Ain't kam matana ella mechatz. All part of the sale. Says
what about the chenveni specifies that it's a matana to you, the shliach?
Then definitely there's nothing to talk about. What's a shaila?
Okay. No, because his whole shlichus is
the true. But in chenveni says I'm giving you a matana. Yeah, anything worth estimates.
if you put on scale, then you jump.
Yeah,
then you have exact amounts.
Exactly. Mida, mishkol, and masura, exact amounts.
Cupful, they say.
Not cupful. A cupful is no good. A cupful is an exact amount. A cup is a fixed size. It's a size, a volume, or quantity. Mida, misra, or mishkol. Those three things go. No, but if he takes both of his hands, and sometimes he fills both hands to the top, sometimes his hands are half, you know. You go to different stores, you know this store is very generous. They'll give you a handful. And the store, a handful is, you know, a couple of fingers. Everyone knows the stores, right? So therefore, that's how it works. So people, there's no intrinsic, inherent price. But he says clearly, then it's clear. Tell you what, right? Ibailu has a question. Amalei, he says to him, let me ask you a question. What happens, he says to the shliach, zovin li, sell for me, litcha, sell for me a property, half of a losach, half of a kur. A kur is 30 saw, sell me a losach, which is only 15 saw. But what happened was, v'ozel, he went, v'zovin li kur. He sold 30 saw. The question is, when you add to the mishalech, well, what do you do? Did you add? Or do you, in other words, so you told me 15, I did 30, so let me get back to 15, but the 15 that I sold is definitely a good sale. Or we say, no, the moment you varied my instructions, you didn't, even the 15 you sold was not mine. We shliach. He did nothing. My, do we say, meisiv al dvaruhu, he's just adding to him, v'lischa miyakani, so therefore all you do is take back the extra 15 saw you took, but the original 15 saw is a good sale. Or you'll mavid dvaruhu, or maybe just, he completely varied from the shalech, v'lischa nami lakani, and absolutely nothing happened there. Let's look at me and we'll see how it works. The balabayis said to the shaliach, 10 lehen chatichela urchin, give a piece of meat to the urchin without realizing that it's hegdish, is meat that is set aside for hegdish. So it's meal. Now, if the shalich would have carried out the instructions, then the mishalech would have been moil because yes, shalich had varvede. But what happened was, he turned around to the guest, the shalich, the waiter, and he said, "Tlush time, hey guys, help each of you help yourself with two pieces of meat." So he changed the instructions of balabais. The hein not tlushalish. They also didn't listen. They took three pieces. So the Mishnah says, "Kulan malu." The Mishnah says that they were all moil. Now, How l'chayda or moil? Must be. The Mishaleach told him to use one piece of meat, so he's moil. The Shaleach, when he said use two, it's as if the one piece was the Mishaleach, and I'm adding one piece. So therefore, I also was moil. And these people who listened to the Shaleach, and they added one of their own, so they're moil as well. So the only way this whole thing works is that every person who varied is adding to the previous person. It's not a new parsha. So the Mordechai being nice from me. That when the Shaliach added another piece, he's always doing is adding to the Shaliach. It makes sense. Balabai Zmol. Eli Yamli Mavel Dvorav Habi. But all he's doing is varying is Balabai Zmai Mol. Why with the Balabai Zmol? If that means the Balabai isn't doing anything wrong. But it's now we learned. Hashliach she'asa shlichus the Shaliach carried out the shlichus Balabai Zmol. Yes, Shaliach Balabai. The Balabai is responsible. Abeloi asa shlichusay. If the Shaliach did not listen to the shlichus and changed it, then Shaliach Mol. So we hear if the Shaliach
should be potter.
Exactly. And the only way he's chayiv is that we look at it as if the one piece of meat they took is the balabais, and the second piece was the shliach's. Rashi, you take two portions of him, not as well. When the shliach varies the balabai's instructions, he's not carrying. Even though he included in his instructions balabai's, it's as if it's a new instruction. The balabai's has no connection to what's going on here. So how come the case of Meila does? He was in a unique case. What he said to the orchim was the amalu tlu achaz medaitis balabai's. He said, look, the balabai's is stingy. He's offering you guys one piece of meat. But I'm a bit more generous. On my cheshbon, you could take another piece of meat. Ah, so he clearly spelled out that one piece of meat is balabais, so therefore the balabais is mo. So he didn't vary the balabais. He himself told them, I'm adding. But if he would have clearly said to them, take two pieces, then balabais is out of the picture. Maybe. She was entitled to $100. Umochra shove mana vidina. She took a $101 field and sold it for a bimana machra over $100. And what does our Mishnah say? The machra bottle, the entire mechira is bottle. Now, lechida, if all it is she added to it, so take off the $1 and she still has the $100. Why do we say the mechira is bottle? Doesn't that show that the moment you change, you vary the instructions, like you didn't carry that at all? So before the Gemara answers that, the Gemara says, my love, the Zavin shove the man of a dinner, what happened was, what happened? She sold a $101 field for $101. So she sold a $101 field for $101. That's what happened. In other words, we're not talking here a case of where she undersold the value of the field. Right? The Gemara's learning, she didn't undersell the value. The problem was she took more of the field than she's entitled to. And she got the $101. And then she turned around to the same and say, look, the extra $1, take it back. And I'm entitled to $100. It's not a question of cheating here. It's just that she took something she had no right to, or she varied the instructions. That's how the Gemara's learning right now. Well, my bimon and manishlah. And what do you mean by $100? Where does $100 come in? $100 means she's legally entitled to $100, but she took $101 without asking, sold it, got the $101, and prepared to give it back. So for example, Maya field, what do you mean even she gives it back? She has to give it back. If she sold a $101 field and she received $101, who do you think that extra dollar belongs to? Of course to the Yisraelim. What's the Mishnah saying? Even if she wants to give it back. She has to give it back. Afilush, even if she says Imeres Achzeres Adiner Liyoshim Bediner Mekakoi, even if she says to them, I will give you back that. Not I'll give you back the coin. I'll get you back the property. I'll give you back exactly. So not only she gave him the dinner, I'll give you back the property. So really, Itaka shouldn't have sold $101, but I'm giving it back to you the piece of property. So the sliver of property worth $1. So all I did was sell $100. But what she did was she did not carry out the instructions accurately. And yet the Mishnah says that the mechir is bottled. So doesn't that show the moment you vary instructions, that pshat you're moisif, it's a whole new set of instructions, you're no longer the shliach. Uktani machrabatl is charaya to our question, Rashi. Rashi, shum manav dinah b'manina, shalah ha'isim manav dinah shum tov. There's no mistake here, there's no cheating here whatsoever. Am I b'manav uktani? Why does Misha say $100? B'manav shalah kalim b'shil manav shalah l'skabo, legally she has 100 machrashav, manav dinah b'shavya. Umay, what's it mean if you leave? Amad is p'shita, thou koch, you say me, blog, you say me. Dinah m'kagoy, achziv, ekon l'kei shavah, dinah b'chazal, give it to them. Say no. Too much cheating. We're not talking about where she varied instructions. Here we're talking about she actually cheated them. She took a $101 property and sold it for $100. She undersold it. That's the problem. So it has no What do you call it? There's no limit from here to, regarding a case where you varied instructions. That's not the issue here whatsoever. Amar Rav Huna b'Rav Nosson Loi b'da'ozil. She undervalued the property. Rashi b'da'ozil. M'shem hochi mocha batal. The time m'shem hochi shavim mona. V'dil b'mona. She undersold. Freidi gemara ha'midasei for b'da'ozil. The end of the Mishnah talks about where she, the last case in the Mishnah, it says four people and she sold 100, 100, 100. And the last one she sold 100, 1 for 100. So we're talking about where she undervalued the property. Ha'midasei l'ozil. Obviously the Mishnah repeat itself. So the next case, no matter if she undersold it, this case she didn't undersell. She sold for the full value. The problem was that she took a larger property than she was entitled to. Diktoni Sefer, where did the Sefer talk about underselling? What's talking about? She undersold it. So what are you telling me in my seer? Rashi, how many sefer tati b'doizel? Let me show you true. And for the Gemara, lo, no. Reisha v'sefer b'doizel. No raya. Maybe the entire Mishnah, you cheated, undervalued. Nothing to do with varying the instructions of a Mishalech. No, so why is Mishnah tell you twice? No. The safe. First, the Mishnah introduces the idea of undervaluing. And even though she's prepared to pay up a difference for farm, once you undervalued it, it's not a sale. And the sefer tell me the chidush. What's the chidush sefer? The sefer, how kamashralon. Tama, you know when we say if she cheated that the whole thing falls apart? If it was the last person. Remember the way the safe would organize it? First person, she sold the correct amount. The second person, the second, the third, the third. The fourth one, the final one, she sold $101 property for $100. That's why it's bottled. Had she sold the first one, $101 for $100, it wouldn't be bottled because we'll take that. We'll give her $99 of the next one. We'll make it, there's plenty of more. We still owe her money. We'll just configure all the what we owe you. The last one, it's over. So that's why it's considered cheating. That's a chiddush. Time the oizel b'diyasme abol dido mocher kaim. The reason is because the last one, she cheated from the yisayimim. When she sold the last property, which was $101, and she's over 100, she cheated the yisayimim. Abol bidah, but the first one, she wouldn't have cheated the yisayimim. Just take it for yourself. You took $101, but only 99 left. I don't care what price you got for it. And mocher kaim, then the chiddush takas mekayim, Rashi. That's it. It ends the ksuvah. The last one, one of the first ones made a mistake. She still has more to collect from them. Then mocher kaim. You know why? There ain't no because no cheating. Such a small amount. And if we have to, we can reconfigure it. Two more lines. That's the whole chiddush of the sefer. From the very beginning of the Mishnah. What was the very beginning of the Mishnah? She was owed $200. She sold $100 field for $200. She won the $200 field for $100. And this kablok suvasa, the ksuva was accepted. So what does he even mean? What? Where she doesn't take anything else from the yisaimim, even though the price is not the right price. Ain't no la kakoyes and the mechida magum mechida because she's not going to collect any more from yisaimim. So we know that concept already. I would have thought, awesome, who these talkula mahai base of the gamri over here. She took, she's worth, she has $200, took a $200 field. That's it. She has no more any links to the yisaimim. It's over. One mechida ends the whole thing. So there's no gzeidus here whatsoever. So therefore, we say, ain't like a kosh, whatever you got. I will hoch over here, nigzer mona rishon ota mona achon. Over here, if the first one she cheated, maybe we should still say that we should not let it go on the Bechishri bottle, because if it would have been the last one, because she still has ties to the same. If this very woman does the same kunz in the last sale, they're talking Mechir's bottle, so maybe even her first sale, because it's the same person, we should say Mechir's bottle. Kamash, we don't. Hoch and nigza mona rishon ota mona achon. Kamash, we don't say that. Rashi. One sale is all over. Here was Amistalik. Over here, in the case of the four people, maybe we should be guys of the first one. The she shouldn't think that Machar Kaim. The first one's Kaim. I can do the same quote later. Only the last month. Stop here.